Shkalim Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Hamchanis Maos Va'amar. If a person starts gathering money and he says, we're dealing with a person, seems that doesn't have a lot of money, and he needs to pay Machzis HaShekel. He doesn't have it now, so he starts to save little by little. And he says, Harei Elu L'Shikli. Thus he has a little piggy bank. Anything I'm going to save here is going to go towards Machzis HaShekel. Beshamei Omrim, Mosorin Nedava. Beshamei says, what's left over, meaning he comes to the piggy bank after a while, and he finds that there's more than a Machzis HaShekel. So what do you do with anything that's above the Machzis HaShekel? Beshamei says, you treat it as a Nedava. You can't give more than a Machzis HaShekel as Machzis HaShekel. What you would do is you would give the rest as a nedava to Hekdish. What we mean by nedava is that they used to always have in the Beis HaMikdash a little chest that was used where people would give a nedava and they would put money in the chest that they would use that money to buy birds that were constantly put on the Mizbech, that the Mizbech should always be burning and should never be batal with karbanos. This was called Kayetz HaMizbeach. But the point is, he can't keep this money because Beis Shammai Shita, L'shitasam, like the Rab brings, they hold that hektish betos shmei hektish. So the person is makdish something by mistake, which is what he did, because he only had in mind for a shekel, and he went above that, it's still considered hektish, so he has to give it as olus nedava. Vesil armim, vaysaron chulin. Vesil says, whatever's left over is not a nedava, it's chol, you get to keep it, because Vesil's shita is hektish betos lav shmei hektish, so you can keep it. If a person says, sha'avi mehen l'shikli, meaning that I'm going to take from this money enough for my machzis HaShekel after I save it, shavin shamosaron chulin. Everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai, that he does not mean to say anything I put into this little piggy bank is going to be for machzis HaShekel, because he's specifically saying, I'm going to take a specific amount from this for my machzis HaShekel. So he's only talking about the amount of a machzis HaShekel, and only that he's going to take. Elu l'chatas, he says that what I'm going to be gathering and saving into this is going to go for a chatas that I'm chayiv. Shavin sham moiser nedava. Everybody agrees, even according to Beis Hillel, that anything left over also goes as a nedava. You don't get to keep it. It has nothing to do with being makdish betos. This is different. And we're going to see why in the next Mishnah. Sha'avi mehen l'chatas. But if he uses a loshen, just like we had in the beginning case, that from this I'm going to bring a chatas, so he's not saying the whole thing, rather a specific amount of what he's chayiv to bring, and no more, shavin sham moiser chulin. Everybody agrees, even in case of a chatas, where Beis Hillel is more machmir than in the previous case, and they agree with Beis Shammai, but if he would use such a lashon where he says, sha'avi mehen l'chatas, everybody agrees, sham moiser chulin, that he only has to give the amount needed for a chatas, he does get to keep anything above that.